Throwing down his face mask, Turl yanked a huge calculator into the center of the desk. Talons rattled on the key buttons. Reports to the home office concerning ore tonnage shipped flashed on the screen and went into the calculator. Ripping through the sales price publication and battering its data into the machine, working with an intense fury, Turl calculated the home office values of Earth ore shipped. He stared at the screen. He sat back, stunned. The operational cost of Intergalactic on Earth and the current market value of the ore shipped told one incredible fact. Not only were Earth operations not losing money, but ore sold values were 500 times the operating cost. This planet was incredibly profitable. Economy wave. By the crap nebula. For this planet could afford to pay 5, 10, or 15 times the wages and bonuses. Yet Numph had cut them. It was quite one thing for the company to make an enormous profit, but it was quite another for Numph to lie about it. Late into the night, Turl worked. He went over every report Numph had sent to the home office in past months. They seemed very usual, very much in order. The pay columns, however, were a bit fishy. They listed the employee's name and grade and then said simply, "Usual pay for grade," in a symbol form. And under bonuses, they said, "as designated." Very funny sort of accounting. One could say, of course, that this mine area was not an administration center and was short of personnel and that the Home Office should finish the reports. After all, the Home Office accounting section was not only well-staffed, but also totally automated. Here they just handed out the credits across a pay table to the employees. A lot of them couldn't write anyway, and there were no signed receipts. It was this omission that made it necessary to return bodies of workers killed. Then, about midnight, Turl found something funny about the vehicle reports. Vehicles in use for each 5-day work period were customarily reported by their serial numbers. The first oddity was that Numph was reporting vehicles in use. Hardly a function for the planetary director, but Turl knew Numph's writing. Suddenly, Turl found a vehicle he knew was not in use. It was one of 20 battle planes he had had returned from other mine sites. Those 20 sat outside in a nearby field, there being no room left in the garage. Yet there it was. Battle plane 3-450-967G. Numph had noted it in use for the past period. On report after report, Turl examined those in-use listings. He noticed that they varied in position from one to another. The sequence was different in every report.